listen, delighted this week to get speaking to the new tarmac champion, Callum Devine, on the program tonight. Callum, it's good to have you on the show, and welcome back to the airwaves of Highland.
Yeah, it's good to have me back. Hey, thank you very much, Oisin, for having me.
Yeah, and we have you back as an Irish tarmac champion. Has it settled in yet over the last couple of days since last Saturday that you have achieved yet another one of your targets and one of your dreams in the sport, Callum?
Hi, look, it probably hasn't just sunk in yet, as I say, but no, look, it's been a good couple of days now. We've made the most enjoyment out of it there this last couple of days, but yeah, it's... Yeah, something obviously we set out at the start of the year to do. Between that and Donegal, two biggest things ever wanted really in Irish rallying, and to get them all both in one year, it's pretty special, to be honest. So, yeah. Well, we're happy with that.
Yeah. And you've a very good man on with you, of course, this year as well, Noel O'Sullivan. It's a first tarmac title for him as a navigator. But just two guys have been working and syncing up very well this year, because particularly your form over the course of the last number of months has been phenomenal. Anything that you've entered, basically, Cam, you've been winning.
Yeah, and look, hey, as you said, Noel's been a big part on it, to be honest. And like Noel, like last year, funny, he won the British Championship last year as well, like with an Irish driver. Like it definitely proves what he brings to the table, you know, in that way. And no, he's been a big part in the rallying this year, and he's very professional, very, very professional what he does. So yeah, it's good for him to get the championship too, and it's been good that way.
You had to be very professional about how you went about your business last weekend, because it was about managing your rally. You weren't chasing to win the rally, because you knew that you just had to have a solid finish to take the championship. For a rally driver, at times that's not an easy thing to do, Callum.
No, Oisin, like as I say, it was probably the most fun rally all year. I probably didn't enjoy that much in a way, because my main target was really just watch where Josh and me and Evans was going to finish up. And I think they won the rally. I had to finish inside the top four. And the way the Ulster rally was, it was so slippery and a lot of water and everything. You had so many elements probably to try and catch out at the best of times. So I was just really trying to manage that the whole weekend, which, as you say, it's not that enjoyable for a driver. Just wants to go out and try and try and go out for the outright one. And maybe the difference, if there wasn't a championship on the line, would have been nice to maybe try against Alex Adrian there. It's a top class driver. He was going well. But we just knew it wasn't going to be our race that weekend. Definitely not. We had a job to do, and that was the championship. So
were you tempted at any stage over the course of the 2 days to have a race with Adrian, because obviously he's of a certain standard and world name in rallying, Callum, and when you get somebody in front of you like that, there would of course be some sort of temptation along the way over the course of whatever amount of stages that there was to maybe have a cut at him, was it?
Aye, sometimes you always have it in the back of your head. You just like to have a go at it, you know, and to be fair, probably the one time we did have a good time over him was on the Friday night in the dark, you know, and I think it was just more we couldn't really see as much shiny tarmac and mud pulled out that we weren't too cautious about. But it was that was really the only thing. We enjoyed that stage a bit better, and I think once it was the only stage we kind of did enjoy, and once we did enjoy it, we knew the pace was, everything just clicks well, you know. But as I say, apart from that, hey look, it was we just knew it wasn't going to be our rally to do it, you know. And it was unfortunate, but if it was any other, maybe a different weekend where the championship wasn't on the line and the way it had to be, it would have been nice to maybe have a go at him, you know. So, yeah. But that's the way it goes, more importantly, the championship for us. So.
A very proud day in the Devine house at the weekend with the championship coming, because you, of course, grew up as a young cub of the motorsport and following rallying and coming to Donegal. And listen, when you were a young boy, there were some great names in Irish motorsport, Callum, that won the championship and that won Donegal, and now your name sitting along with him. Does that strike you at all, does it?
It does, to be fair. It's fantastic. It's just something I always wanted to do. Even when I raced away abroad at times, I always wanted to come back, and it was always the race in the Irish Championship. And yeah, look, it's great that it happens a lot sooner than I expected, so we're quite happy with it. And even the likes of Andrew Nesbitt was quite following the rally, quite anticipatedly there at the weekend, Optimum was based up in his way, and yeah, he was a perfect example. He's done Donegal several times, and then obviously the Championship as well. So yeah, name forgets. We grew up watching and stuff, and yeah, I know it's pretty special. It's pretty special. So just maybe hasn't sunk in yet.
Well, listen, the year's not done. There's still two rounds left of the National Championship. You have a bit of a break to it now, but you're going to resume this battle with Josh Moffat. So I take it you're going to be committed 110% to trying to wrap up the year by becoming a double championship winner this year, Callum?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a wee championship. We kind of got tied into it. We kind of wanted to just get up to speed with Josh this year. We joined that National Championship, and yeah, it's a great wee championship, and yeah, every round's been so tight. Even like going down to the final stage, I think there was three of us there in the AMC. So yeah, I've no doubt it's a bit more straightforward. It's going to be flat out from the word go again with Josh, and yeah, looking forward to it, to be honest. And it's going to probably go down to the wire that one as well, you know, because there's not much between Josh and myself there. Maybe I think he's just in front there at the moment, but not by much. But it's, yeah, we'll have a go at it. I mean, that's the plan. And yeah, it'd be great if we could do that now, to be honest. So,
okay.
Make it a great year.
Yeah, well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck with the rest of the year. And maybe by the time the harvest comes round in the middle of November, you can crown your championship winning year with a party back in Donegal again, Callum, maybe.
Exactly. It's a bit closer to home anyway, party up here. So, but nah, look, the harvest is going up now twice, so it helps. So, yeah, we'll definitely like to go back and try and make it three times if possible. So, no, definitely the one we look forward to every year. So.
Okay. Well, listen, the best of luck with Callum. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Austin.